It sounds a bit strange to me that the military is alleged to be being used to force the workers to sign redundancy slips, as the case may be. Under normal circumstances, this matter should not have been seized by the courts in the first place. It should appropriately be the National Labour Commission that should have been handling this case. A matter in the domain of industrial relations, as the name depicts, once it's seized with judicial process, you are bound to have this kind of situations on your hand. So it does not in its entirety sound strange in my ears as well. This is the consequence, and people should brace for it, because this matter will travel all the way to Supreme Court, because it started that way already. Shouldn't have been the case in the first place.
It shouldn't have been that case. I'm not holding brief for the company, but maybe what if the company took this stance so that they would actually prevent the staff from actually engaging in any kind of violent act, because they may be aggrieved at this point and anything can happen.
Honestly, it sounds a bit abnormal if the workers would go on the rampage. The employer has the right to protect it within the confines of the business. But to force people to sign the severance letters is a bit bizarre. It's not normal because you can't force anybody into signing such agreements. The agreement, by the way, is not supposed to be between the employer and the workers individually. It's a collective thing. Nonetheless, the employer has a right to bait them to sign if they so wish. But if they do not want to sign, nobody can force them. I do not think that maybe it's entirely true. My assumption here is that the military may be there to protect the boundaries of the business, but maybe not to pressurize workers into signing. It sounds a bit strange. It's not normal. It's not associated with industrial relations.
Mr. Gami, how do you see this thing turning out?
I think it is time the social partners should speed up in the setting up of the National Labour Commission, so the commissioners may be seized with some of the difficult matters like this one. The courts are very important, you know, as a process in resolving matters as well. But when it comes to labour relations, it is normally advisable, and that is the reason why principally we put it in the law that we should have a National Labour Commission that should be the first respondent to these kind of situations. And if she to go beyond, to cross the Rubicon, then they can go to the court system. But going to the court system in the first place because of the absence of the National Labour Commission, obviously these are the consequences. I hope people are hearing. I hope people are learning lessons. And into the future, they'll find a way of handling this matter better than approaching it from a legalistic point of view.
You heard Labour consultant Austin Gami talking to Jonathan Thompson.